Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about a show called The Musical of Musicals. The musical is being performed by Midnight Sun Theater at ACT.
And here to talk about it, we have Suzanne Snyder and Dave Block. Dave Block is directing and Suzanne is acting in it.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
And so what is this play about?
Well, this is kind of a crazy play. As the name suggests, it's a musical about musicals based on musicals. So if you like show tunes, this is the show to come see. It is, it's actually the melodrama plot line of, you know, that old story, I can't pay the rent, you must pay the rent, all of that.
When I was reading about this, I remember that scene from, I think it was Paint Your Wagon, isn't it, with Clint Eastwood doing that with a little bow on his head. Right. Yeah, I remember that scene very well, yeah.
So take that storyline and then do it five times in five different musical styles, and you have Musical of Musicals, the musical.
So it sounds like fun.
It's a lot of fun. We get to see a lot of different musical parodies and styles and some fun dancing and things like that. It's a good show.
Now, you say if you like musicals, you'll love this show. But it seems to me that the people who are being lampooned or maybe honored are so well known that you'll know these songs,
yeah,
whether or not you go to musical.
Everybody's going to know these songs. There are, you know, it's not the exact song from the show. It's parodies of those songs, but musicals like Oklahoma, Hello Dolly, The Sound of Music. These are shows that we've all grown up with, and you know they're on television, and you know all that kind of stuff. So you're going to be able to pick all these things out. But the true musical buff is going to have a fun time kind of treasure hunting all these different musical references throughout the show.
That should be fun for me.
Well, we counted through them, and there's well over 30 musicals referenced, and I think all but one of them is a Tony Award winner. So these are well-known, well-produced shows that you're going to see.
And Suzanne, you are one of the actors in the show, correct?
Yes.
You tell us about your role and how are you doing five different musical styles? First, tell us about your role.
Well, my role is the character of Abby. And in the various styles, I play Mother Abby, which is like an old woman who gives, you know, good advice to the young ingenue. And I play a few other characters as well, just kind of variations of this Abby character who gives advice, sometimes not the best advice, but the character of June, who is the young girl who can't pay her rent. She is always very appreciative of my advice, whether it's good or not. And I sometimes get rather annoyed by her antics, but I'm still very helpful, so that's my character.
Do you sing?
I sing, yes. I have one solo for each scene in a different style. So the first one is Rodgers and Hammerstein, and in that song that I have, it's like sort of like a Sound of Music style, so it's kind of a play on Climb Every Mountain.
Well, Dave, you mentioned there are five different music styles here. Can you go through and just tell us who they are?
Sure. They start off with the Rodgers and Hammerstein style that borrows a lot from Sound of Music, South Pacific, and other shows that we'll remember. Then we move into a Sondheim style, borrowing much from Into the Woods. Then Jerry Herman, whose the name may not be as familiar, but he wrote Hello Dolly and MAME style stuff. Then we go to Andrew Lloyd Webber, where, you know, just pick a musical. It's probably Andrew Lloyd Webber. And then finally, we end up with Candor and Webb, who wrote Cabaret, and in a kind of Cabaret and Chicago style. And then we end the whole show with, now I can't remember the name.
A Chorus Line.
Oh, A Chorus Line, right.
The play on One, the song One.
Oh, so you take off on that
yes.
Song.
Right.
So it's a lot of stuff there.
Well, Suzanne, which of these styles is your favorite?
My favorite? I think the Stephen Sondheim scene is probably one of my favorites because it's so dramatic, and it actually starts with us kind of just saying things like irony, ambiguity, dissonance, angst, and it's just, it's perfectly Sondheim.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is my co-host, Steve Hunt, and this is Jean Paul, and we're talking to Suzanne Snyder and Dave Block about the Musical of Musicals, which is being put on July 4th to 26th at
ACT.
ACT.
Yeah. Suzanne, just want to ask you a bit more about your favorite song. Sondheim is considered to be, of these composers, probably the most challenging musically to sing. Are you finding, is the music as challenging in the parodies of these songs, or is it simplified somewhat to make it easier for people to parody?
It's certainly challenging. It's very much like Into the Woods. That's probably the main style of the songs that we do in that scene. We also have some Sweeney Todd in there, and that's kind of the style of the villain, you know, the landlord. And it's pretty difficult. The music is, you know, it switches from, you know, like dramatic and stuff, and it's like you have to switch from like talking to singing and all sorts of different Sondheim styles. You know, it's very difficult. So,
and there are in this show there are four performers that perform all the parts for each of the five sets, I guess you'd call them. And in especially in the Sondheim piece, there's a lot of interweaving of the four voices through each other. I think the music is simplified slightly, but because it's only piano music. But I think it still references the complexity of Sondheim, who I sometimes feel makes it difficult just to challenge his actors.
Yes, I suspect the same. Having seen a bunch of Sondheim,
right.
I'm pretty sure of that.
You know, these five styles really give us almost a snapshot of the history of musical theater, going back to the early days of Oklahoma and so forth. And we see musicals changing over the years. Mm-hmm. Back in those days, the early days, there was a lot more dialogue and more chorus versus leads. And today in musicals, it's more, you have to be a triple threat. And there's much more music and less dialogue. Do you see that in this show? Do we see the progression of that over the years?
I think so. I think you see that progression both in the music and the singing, but also in the choreography that we're doing. So we have a great choreographer, Kristen Mumm, who is working with us. And so we're trying to reference the different dance styles as well from those periods, you know, moving, you know, from a kind of a kitschy Rodgers and Hammerstein style up through Fosse and so on. So hopefully you get to see some of that as well.
And I think, isn't there the sort of a takeoff on the Dream Ballet from Oklahoma
yes,
in this as
yes.
well?
Yes, and we were working on that yesterday, and it's hilarious.
Good. Hilariously bad? Or
I'll let you judge for yourself.
I think the style of the musicals is mostly just like we are performing these musicals as actors, and we think that we're doing a very good job. We're taking it very seriously, but the show comes off as a parody. And
yeah.
It's almost, to the actors, it's like unintentionally hilarious, but it's clearly very, very funny.
So the setup of the show, if you will, is that there are these four performers who are doing songs from these musicals?
That they're performing I Can't Pay the Rent version of these musicals, yes. And so it's very self-aware in many respects.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we tried to focus it on the music and the fun of that. So the set is very simple. The costumes are very, suggest things, but are very simple because each of them has to make I don't know, Susie in one of the scenes, I think, makes 4 costume changes.
Yeah.
So,
and I run around the building a bunch of times.
Right. So, and if you're aware of the ACT stage, the entrances and exits are very difficult to get to unless you run around outside the building.
Yes,
so.
I was going to say she literally means running around
outside
the building.
Outside while I'm changing into another costume.
And thankfully you're not doing this in January.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes.
Well, tell us about some of the other characters. I knew you're playing Abby. We have about 1 minute left over. Just briefly talk about some of the other characters in the play.
The other characters are June, who is like the young girl who can't pay her rent. She is in love with Billy, who is kind of like the hero of the story.
Right.
And he always ends up being the one who says, like, I can pay the rent. And then we have Jitter, who is the landlord, and he's evil. In one of them, he basically is Sweeney Todd. So he, you know, he's planning on murdering us in one. He's doing all these other antics. And he tries to marry June in another, and it's fun.
It sounds like fun.
And then we finally have a fifth character, who's our piano player, who also figures into the action as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds like a fascinating show, the musical of musicals, the musical. We've been talking to Dave Block, the director of the show, along with Suzanne Snyder, who was playing the part of, I guess, Abby is the part. And the show opens on July the 4th, so welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here for the Stage Talk.
Thank you very
much
for having us.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. The first of Stories of the Cemetery returns Saturday, June 21st at 7 p.m. at Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. Stories will be told at various grave sites. Enter at the John Begoy Gate at 7th and Cordova Street. Call 343-6814 for more information.
We have Summer Stock 2014, which is Schoolhouse Rock. Lessons will happen in Talkeetna on June 18th going through July the 24th, with performances on July 25th through the 27th. For more information, go to the website events@denaliartscouncil.org.
An audition will be held tomorrow, 10 a.m. to noon, at ACT at 1133 East 70th, off the old Seward Highway, for the role of Jessie in the play Night Mother, a Pulitzer Prize drama by Marcia Norman, which will be held in November. For any questions, call ACT at 344-4713.
Anchorage Community Theater, in cooperation with Midnight Sun Theater, is presenting the Musical of Musicals, The Musical, directed by Dave Block. This musical is written by Joanne Bogart and Eric Rockwell. It will run July the 4th through July the 26th. And by the way, that last night is a Friday night, not a Sunday. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3, except for that last weekend. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Well, thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Dave Block and Suzanne Snyder about their upcoming musical, Musical of Musicals, The Musical. I'm Steve Hunt. Until next week, this is KSKA.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.